Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. I hope you're having a wonderful middle of the week, Wednesday hump day, because today is the day that we get really intense. It's June. It's fun. It's Mercury retrograde. It's Pluto retrograde. The only thing that's going forwards is the two phenomenal psychics that are on tonight, me, Jethro Smith, and the wonderful, phenomenal, certified psychic medium who was born with this gift and has been reading professionally for 25 years. She gives this gift as a present to people. She works with them on it. She does do this out as a gift to work, and I tell you guys as a present because you need to buy a reading, schedule a reading, get a reading with Dina Flanagan. How are you, Dina?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's really been a great day here. We finally stopped raining, and it's good.
Love it. Dina, we have a lot of people writing in here a lot of times with you, and one of the things they ask about is how do they do different ways of raising their abilities and energy, and I've got to tell you, you're one of our most positive people. Right now, we have all this conflict, and Pluto's going on and making people reach in and find those things in themselves that's not always the positive, and they're things that are working on, and you know, Dina, I know as a healer and as a psychic myself, it's not always easy to keep that positive face on. Any ideas to how to keep the better part? What gets you going and makes you positive?
Well, you know, I learned a long time ago that, first of all, it takes more energy to be negative. So why be that? But positive, the more positive energy you put out there, the more you get back. So the more positive you feel, that just perpetuates the even more and even more and even more. And it's really a great feeling. It's very euphoric, actually. And you just, I'm grateful for everything in my life. And that's what keeps me positive because, you know, I have so many blessings. What a lot of people might not consider blessings, I consider even the smallest things blessings. And so that's what keeps me going all the time. It keeps me positive.
I love it. And I want to tell everyone that, you know, this is something I'm going to share over the radio because everyone knows we are brother and sister in not only spiritual, but I believe in many lives and karma. I can't wait to get on the show with Dina. And I've had a lot of people tease me about it through the years. But if you think about it, it's kind of like this. The show started and I had a lot of individuals and I've had a lot of individuals come through and worked with a lot of people and love a lot of them. And the reason it makes me, you know, excited about it is every time I get on with Dina, even all these years, Dina enlightens me. It's like, it's one of those positive things. I'm one of those quirky individuals that I want to always be learning. I'm like a sponge in this. I meet people who've been, and I'm saying, you know, me and Dina may have done it a day or two, and you meet them and you go to talk, and they tell you some profound thing they have, and then they stamp it with, because I'm psychic. And I used to laugh because then I would go, okay, and then you go a little deeper. Dina has never done this. And I've got a lot of you writing and going, oh, God, we're going to hear the Dina story. We love Jethro. Please tell us. Because I have a lot of male friends, and I know why you love Dina. Dina is beautiful. But Dina has the most coolest mental intellect. And as a Libra friend, those of you know with my friend that I told you about that had passed away as a Libra, I miss Renee dearly because of this reason. She had these cute little quips, and just like, you know, Dina, she had these people who loved her too much, chased her, fanned after, whatever you wanted to call, but she was always able to put a smile on my face. And so I want to tease some of you guys that are writing in. They're like, Jethro, we're so glad to hear you and Dina together. Dina excites me, Jethro, and yes, not always in the way way you think. I've been listening to this show for 2.5 years. My name is Brian Adele, and I've listened to you and Dina quite a few times. Tonight, what interests me, and I want to ask Dina about, is my relationship has went through a lot of turns and outings and have problems. My affair that I had on my girlfriend was not planned. It was something very sad, and it was short-lived. Unfortunately, the guilt in it almost tore me up besides my girlfriend. Now we're back together, and I don't know how to spiritually fix the relationship that I karmically tore up. If there's any ideas that the phenomenal Dina has, please share them tonight over Psychics Gone Wild. Okay.
Well, you can't live in the past, that's for sure. We all have something in our past that we're not proud of. And if you do live in the past, it will eat you up. So you have to let that go because it is just that, the past. And you have to start each day brand new as if it's brand new in your life, like you're just born. And what are you going to do with it? You start with a blank canvas and you go, all right, what am I going to paint on this canvas today? And so you start each day like that, and just if you keep going in the positive direction, eventually all that guilt, all that whatever it is, residual crap that goes along with what happened will go away. look at all, like I work with a lot of people who, you know, have been through all walks of life and like abused, people that were abused when they were children. Well, if they held on to that, they wouldn't really make it as an adult. So they know they have to let it go. So you have to live each day brand new. And what are you going to do with that day? How are you going to make the most of it? So take what happens, learn from it, and so that you know how it feels, you'll never want to do it again. You learn from it, and then you just move on, and you always just do the best you can every day. That's all you can do.
I love that. Now they're listening in. I have you know, Adina, this is one thing that really impresses me. You know, and you got to admit, now those of you tuning in saying, well, you know, and I've had people ask me this. Here you are, psychic. You're picking up this stuff. You're listening in to this kind of energy. And you have these things that are given to you that not everyone gets to hear and share. And then you add the really intense factor that you sensitively pick this up. So where does the word trust come in? Just what Dina was just saying. Having that attitude and feeling that faith, that's the bottom of your, what we call a, you know, relationship and feeling that guide work and where is it happening? And it's like you get that bottom base and it makes it go. I had an individual tell me one time, he goes, Libras are so balancing the scales and their minds are just like one minute they're here, then they're doing it, then they've got, and then they balance. And I go, yeah, isn't it cool? I go, because you've got all of this work. So I got to tease you, you know, Dina, have you noticed they're either a Libra lover or they're not? They're like a land lover or not.
Yes, that's for sure. But we do like to, we do need it even and balanced. And so you do. You just have to keep the scales balanced all the time.
Love it. Writing in here from Albuquerque, we have a person that's writing in and saying, Dina, I have to talk to you about my brother. The problem isn't with my brother. It's with his relationship. My brother's wife passed away 2.5 years ago, and now he wants to do a ceremony to her and be remarried, even though it was till death do you part. He feels that he's not done with karma and that she needs to stay here with him. I feel very odd about this. Isn't it verbally wrong to do this with a person who's passed away? What are your thoughts?
You know, everybody's individual on that. So, like, a lot of people now, when people pass away, they do a celebration of life, you know, instead of, you know, kind of morbid death stuff, they do a celebration of life. So I've been to several of these where every year they celebrate that person, you know, living, their birth or whatever, or their death, but it's a celebration so that you're always remembering them or whatever. I mean, I don't know the real intimate details with, but I do feel a strong connection, and so I feel like he's not finished, he's not done, and he hasn't, so because of the strong connection, he hasn't let it go, so he has to do what he has to do to I guess come to peace with that. That's what I'm feeling, and he will be together. They will be together in another life anyway. So that will happen.
You feel that? Those of you tuning in, that I love that, Dina. You know, and I mean, this is a good example of a Libra, and I'm teasing her too because sometimes I get in trouble when I tease Dina. I don't want to tease a Libra like Dina who has power, because think about it. Whatever happens if Dina decides to shift that energy in a negative force, I don't have many ways to stand up. Dina would knock me out. But what I love for the energy that's going is I'm sitting here and I'm thinking of this. You know, how many times do you hear a person saying to be able to work with that individuality? I agree, Dina. I mean, love has no boundaries. Someone could still be working with someone on energy. So, yes, letting him do that is open. We have a person here that's writing down, Dina, my chakra has been having a problem. I swear that every time I talk to a friend or something goes on in me emotionally, things start to happen. And then I have all these side aches. Someone told me that these side aches on my left side were because I didn't handle issues with my father. This does not make sense because I got along with my father. But every time I have something go on with a friend or something emotionally that doesn't feel right, I have these pains. Nothing has been proven to be physically wrong with me.
Mm. No, that's just a body talking to you. That's like, that's the way of, it's your meter. And so that's your meter talking to you of, you know, what's right, what's wrong. And as far as, it doesn't have to be a father, it can just be male issues. So, on my left side. So, you can, I would suggest getting some energy work done, you know, check it out and see anybody in your area, whatever, and get some energy work done and just have it balanced out a little. But still, that seems to be, even though you have it balanced out, that seems to be your meter. So you might be able to, when you get it balanced out, you might be able to listen to it a little bit better or control it a little bit better, I guess you might want to say. So, you know, I feel like you're fine. It's just your meter. That's what I keep hearing. It's your meter.
Oh my gosh. Makes sense. Jethro, I can't believe this. I've listened to your show a couple of times. You never talk about the Christianity. You talk at it. You need to realize you need to talk more about where your roots are and remember where you were raised. Okay, well, I'll take that into consideration. I was raised in a very wild house. I was raised in a very strong house where there was Christianity with the baptism, but there was also a very holistic spiritual. If you read Living in the Psychic Realm, I was raised by someone very psychic who worked in the energies of where it works. And yes, it was a lot of fun. I got to tease you. My mother was very psychic and worked for the church and made a lot of food. She would make the best peach cobbler and quite a few items, but she taught me real clearly that you were able to have a mind of the Virgo mother, and you had your faith to believe. So I think my roots are pretty much all over the world. I think I'm like a little bit of a weed. I've been everywhere, man. So I don't know where you want me to go with that. Is that something, Dina, you find out with the country you're in? Do you have people that sometimes, because of what you do, feel that you may have gotten away from it by doing this kind of work?
No.
Oh, good.
No, not really. I mean, for me, I didn't grow up in, like, I have a lot of relatives that are psychic, but it didn't know that until later in life, you know, so I didn't really grow up with it. All of a sudden, we just kind of came out of the woodwork later in life. And then I was told that I had great grandmothers and so on and so forth. But my immediate, like, parents or whatever was just very, you know, blue collar workers and. And so I had a lot of this I had to come to on my own. And in this area, luckily, I happen to be in a very spiritual area. Thank goodness.
See, I want to tease some of you that are calling in tonight. We have quite a few people asking me, Jethro, I worked with my friend for 3 years. I went through a lot of learning and metaphysical. I say learning, working every day, physically stretching and working my chakras to a point of physical exhaustion. Now I'm sitting here wondering, when is all this going to happen? Any suggestions from you and Dina? Well, that's wrong right off. If you're feeling exhausted from your working, something's wrong. We get vitalized. And those of you who are calling, I've got people right now right over here. You and Dina are on. My hair feels real cool. I feel like the wind is running through my system. There's something electrically happening right now. Do you guys have a vibrator on or what's going on? Well, that's a little more strict than you should be. Get out of your sacral chakra and step up to that heart. But that's how you should be feeling. That's why I read you that email. Dina, what would you say if someone had a teacher doing this? Why?
Well, I'm with you. The first thing I got was, whoa, that don't sound right. That's just, you should be exhausted. This is work that, like Jethro says, it just, my gosh, it energizes you. It's like plugging a lamp into a light socket, you know, and boom, it goes on. and all that electricity running through. That's kind of what it is, and that's what it should feel like. So if you're doing it to the point of exhaustion, you know, I would say change what you're doing. Like, that's almost like forcing something to happen. So just trust and have the faith, you know, work on one chakra at a time until you can get there. But each chakra, really embrace it and feel the goodness to it, is what I say.
And I got to tell some of you guys, this is a good example. I did a class today on totem readings for those of you working to find that animal. And if you're sitting there and you're feeling the energy and you've done a meditation and you're asking your spirit animal to come forth, and it comes up and it's all nice and it's purry and it's good and it's smiling, you're doing your work. But if that totem animal comes up, teeth bared, claws out, having an attitude, and says, "Back off, Jack," you need to get to know yourself. That's the same kind of thing. You can come in and add light to something and make them sick. A lot of times healers will talk about healing detox or healing cleansing, and I laugh because I've met people who are like, "What? You're in a healing crisis." And I'm like, no. Did the healer be bad? No, the healer was phenomenal. Gina puts energy into me, and I'm here going, because I don't want to let it go. So I got to ask you, if you had all this training by a master, either your master got up and is a master of coffee, maybe you got somebody who's got a degree out of Cracker Jacks, or you got something going on so strong with you that you're still fighting it. To give this energy a real heart, you got to open your heart chakra. And like Dina, I mean, I giggle. We've had Dina heal people over the radio. Those of you calling in, get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. I know a lot of you are going, "Jethro, we're on the show." If you're in the room, have fun in the chat room. But please call 773-897-6461, and we'll get in for a reading. We've got quite a few of you waiting, and we will start that in a few minutes. Go to psycheskonwall.com if you'd like a prize, or you want to let us know what you want to hear. But think about that. I'm just looking. You're telling me you're sick. You're feeling horrible. Somebody just put you in the bathtub with wonderful warm water. Well, what else was in the bathtub raised up? Because you have this energy in you, so it's got to come out. I know that you've had people that weren't, they want the healing energy, but the level that you're knocking them on that energy, they've got to be screaming mom by the sixth round. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's different ways. Like, I can send people energy and they don't know I'm sending it because other people ask me to do it. And then I, you know, I hear the results and they're always awesome. But if you're consciously knowing, you kind of have to work at it too. You know, I can send it to you, but you have to have positiveness too. And you have to have the faith, and you have to just kind of be, it will be like you have to focus in as well. Like, sometimes I'll work with people where I'll say, okay, at the same time, we're going to sit down, you know, wherever you are, and I'm here, and this is what I'm going to do. For a half hour, I'm going to work on these areas. So I need you concentrating on that too. So it depends on the case. Sometimes, like I said, they don't have to at the same time. You definitely, it has to be something that you're thinking positively about.
I feel that. I feel the other energy happening to you that's even going more into the work of the energy is what else you were working on. And I love what Dina said there. Now, let's say you get with a person. Make sure what you're going in with the healer. I mean, you've got to be prepared for a person like Dina. Yeah, you're sick. I'm not saying go get sicker before you come in. I'm saying be prepared. Okay, I'm coming in. And I'm going to open myself willingly to let this healer work on you. They always joked with us, and it's an old saying, a healer can heal you or kill you. And it's very true. You can get a healer. I had a lady for years who, phenomenal friend and healer. She would get with individuals, and some of you have listened to her on the radio show. But I watched her send energy into people and physically raise the energy, heal them, watch things happen. Miraculously, as I have with Dino, not only, you know, through the radio and felt, and I've also had some that, you know, I've been in a fair and I've been in a psychic one and I've watched the opposite. I know of a lady who was working in a fair and the people were coming under her pyramid and working with her, and I have to, out of confidentiality, not say her first name or work, and people were getting not only sick, but they were getting tapped. Now, this brings up the big question, you know, do I say or do I not? All of you know Jethro's big mouth. I went over and let her know what I saw. I said, why are these people leaving here so tired and tapped and looking more sick? I'm used to people coming out of the healing, ready to dance, go wild. Sometimes you have to, like, calm down, you know. Don't drive in your car because red means stop in our world, not go, because red means energy. Green means go, not calm down, because they get so discombobulated in such a healing buzz, they're ready to take on the world. I mean, you know, and that's what I've heard, seen with Dina on there. And yet the person, and what the lady told me was that everyone had to have their energy stretched. So she was pulling the energy from them and that it would come back cleansed to them. I did not believe that, was very frightened and worried. I, you know, had someone later tell me that they did not let her do this. They eventually took her from the fairs that she was attending because too many people had gotten sick. Is there psychic vampires out there hiding as a healer? Yes. Should you see a psychic healer? Yes. But just be aware, it should be a feel-good. I mean, Dina, what would you say the three things you'd look for if you were looking for a healer?
Well, first of all, a reputation for one thing. But if it don't feel right, you know, then don't do it. And so, I mean, you can have that sense. You can have that inner sense because, you know, I've been the same way, Jeff, though. I've been to some healers where it's like, whoa, you know, afterwards you feel horrible or worse. And I'm like, oh, God. And what they do is that's exactly, they're sucking your energy. But you got to be careful because people who don't really know what they're doing, I mean, you're going to trust them with messing up your energy, you know? So you've got to feel, if it don't feel right, don't do it. Just because they're saying they're an energy healer, don't make them an energy healer. So, and then, like I said, reputation's another one. So go to somebody who's reputable or someone, you know, with credentials. Because I've been, like, some people, when you first get worked on, you can be with a really good healer. However, sometimes you're nauseous. And so you got to differentiate between, you know, good nauseous and bad nauseous. And the reason I say sometimes you're nauseous is because we're moving toxins. We're moving things. And sometimes your body can't right away when you're releasing that much toxin, you know, it just feels like yuck. And then after that, it gets better. So there is a fine line sometimes. Mostly where the level I'm at now when I do healing work, you're not nauseous. I'm going right into, you know, get it done. But, you know, there are some people that at the beginning you do, when they move the toxins, you kind of get nauseous because it's yuck, you know, when you're having toxins leave your body.
I love that. Yes, and that makes sense. Exactly, I love what you're saying, because then you see things happening. For those of you who would like to see yours, we'll be talking about this a little bit here. Take and sit down, relax, and meditate. Look to the side of a lit candle. Does not matter the color. Don't get excited about which candle. It can be an expensive candle if you want, or it can be a dime store candle, a candle you buy at the dollar store. Take and look at the outside of the flame without looking at it. Calmly relax. Move a little bit of energy to one side, to the other, just not looking. You will begin to sensationally feel that energy. Then you'll know exactly what you're feeling. So any and all friends that are looking at it, make sure, please, that you're having that. I had a friend tell me once that the most joy that they felt was when they were feeling out their energy working together. So, you know, you can look at someone you know, look around the energy, just sit and relax, look without seeing, you begin to see it. The best place is without lighting. So maybe a dimly lit room, a dusk or dawn, where the light's coming in from a window or something there can even enhance it. Dina, if you were looking at someone's energy, we have a person here asking us, the person told them that they could not work on the person because their energy was not right. Their guides did not want to touch that type of energy. I don't understand. It hurt my feelings because I thought the energy came from an outside universe source. God does love me, or what you want to call a higher power. The healer told me that sometimes the guides will not work with certain people for what they've done. Is this true, or is this person just not wanting to lay hands on me because I'm a little bit heavier than normal?
Well, I guess, you know, that person must, I don't know, they're honoring their own space and boundaries, I guess. And so there are some people that you don't feel is right to work on. But, I mean, for me, I work on most everybody. But there will be some people that do mess up your energy field for whatever reason. It could have been a past life thing. But it doesn't mean that you're awful in this life. It just means that the connection for some reason is off, you know? And so I definitely wouldn't take it personal. And I don't, you know, this person might be super sensitive to energy. That might be why that they did that. But most of us, even though we're super sensitive, we can put a protective layer around us so that you can get through that and work on the person. So it's not bothering you. So it sounds like they're not doing the protective layer stuff.
Very good. I want to have a reading with Zena, but I really prefer a healing. The problem I have is I live in Illinois, and it's so negative here. One of my neighbors said it's so bad that every time we cough, things happen around your bed. That's how much we've absorbed. So that's funny. How do I get a healing with you, Zena, if I can't get to Maine?
Oh, I do a lot of long-distance healing. Most of my healings are long-distance. So I just, you know, we're all energy. So I can focus in on your energy, your body. I can see right into your body. And then I just work on you and what you need. And, you know, who knows? You don't know how many sessions it takes. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's more. Because even if we clear, there's still many layers. But it depends on what we're working on. But, yeah, it's the same thing. If you know, go into my website, it, you know, it's pretty much, that's funny, Jeffrey, I don't have a price for healing on my website.
Need that. We got to get, definitely, and we definitely need that. That's a very good thing. You know, and, oh, my gosh. And you know, some of the best healings are from people sent across the country. I know that not only Reiki, but like she's talking about other healers. Zena is phenomenal to being able to astral project. Now, for those of you who know what that is, very phenomenal. For those of you learning, it's where you're able to astrally or be able to come out of yourself and be able to go places or work with individuals. So you're not only getting her sending energy, you're actually getting to have Zena there working with you. We've had a lot of clients attest to this on the radio. Jethro, you've talked enough to Zena. When do we get to? Okay, well, I guess it's time. They're always getting jealous. I get to talk to my Zena two times. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro with Zena Flanagan. Having a blast. It's like it's gone wild. Call 773-897-6461 for a few minutes. We'll give you a little bit of a reading so you get to know how we do it. And more importantly, get to know us so you know which reader's right. Go to psychicsgonewild.com tonight to win a prize. Blue Moon Treasures is our sponsor here at 114 North Del Mabry, Tampa. If you want a psychic and you're in Tampa, type in Tampa Psychics and you'll find one of our five best psychics here. Opening the phones. Here we are, Skype caller. Please tell me Mercury didn't take you.
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Jethro. I think it's Zena. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is your question?
Narrow it down. I was just asking and praying to my guides to really focus in on how I can serve groups of persons using my and doing completing my life's mission, but using my talents in music, writing, the speaking. And I'm just really trying to focus on the area in doing that. I am an empath, and I guess I am psychic. And a part of me is, yes, I finally shown up to do my life's work, but knowing that I have to protect myself because I just pick up people's energy without really doing so. So if I can get clarity on do I work with people on the mental issues or emotional or subconscious work or their beliefs or areas I struggle with, you know, being abandoned and rejected by, you know, my parents emotionally, physically, doubt and fear. I need to, this part I want to, you know, to come forth and serve, and also I need to start, you know, really earning money and supporting myself. I've been, you know, job searching, still doing that. And but nothing's coming through job wise. I get the, you know, emails back from the recruiters. You're not the your qualifications are good, but we've chosen someone else, or I didn't give time wise for a particular shift, I didn't give them enough time, and blah 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 blah. But also, I'm a full time student. So this will help me with my music, sound engineering. But I know I need to, and I want to, you know, do finally do my life's work. So if you can give me some assistance, I hope I haven't blasted you with too much info.
No, I mean, I felt like when you first called in, I felt like you're on the verge of change. You know, you're on the verge of pushing forward. But right now it's kind of like a stuck period. And the reason it's a stuck period is because everything is going on. As you're saying, Mercury retrograde and Jupiter and all that stuff. But I feel like that you will be moving forward. Something like some opportunity is going to come to you. And I feel it's more creative or music-wise. For soon, I feel like, and that's going to be good. But I feel like as far as the other stuff, the and you know the psychic stuff, the empathic stuff, the working on people, I feel like that's coming. Like it's coming over time. You know, I feel like that you're still working on you. You're still gathering. I'm hearing gathering. I'm feeling like within the next 6 months, I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that will be presented to you that will help you change different, like a twist and turn. And but they're good things. A lot of it's good things that you'll have choices on, but some of it is lessons and stuff that you're going to be coming into. So it's almost like bits and pieces you need to gather before you come into it. And then you're going to come into it. And then I feel like you're going to be helping, you know, quite a few people. But it's first you need to finish some of the work you got to do on you, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. I mean, like emotional, mental work, energetic, or past life?
Yes. It's emotional. I'm hearing it's emotional work. You know, that's what I'm hearing, emotional, mental work. There's just some more that you need to do, and then you'll be going forth and forward, because these things that you're going to be doing, they will give you more clarity, more light to move forward. So that's what's going to be happening. Jethro, what do you get?
I get the same feeling, and I feel like that's part of what else is the guides are saying that has to change for you. I'm also hearing the angels say that as this has been going through, there's time for this other relationship. It's been known for quite a while that you were going to be able to handle it, and I'm feeling that's part of why you are getting to know one of your guides or something. I keep hearing there's an inner part of you that you're hearing, but you need to really, Patricia, take that time and see there. Don't let it go into such a bad habit with it. Just let it be your stuff.
Okay. And I'm getting to learn my guides. I believe his name is Henrietta. But I'm not, and I probably have a whole family of guides. And I mean, basically, is it just how to connect with them and learn about them? It's just what being silent and meditating. Saying to them? Okay. All right.
And
I guess
so
everything job-wise, I mean, it's still kind of going through the... So when I want dealing with my emotional, what I need to release and deal with, and planetary, yes, is going on there. Job wise, what am I looking at, another month or?
I'm feeling, I am feeling that I don't feel a month. I feel it's sooner than that. What are you feeling, Dina?
Yeah. I feel like there'll be some opportunities, but I don't feel like that. they're not all ones that you just want to grab at. So I feel like that you're looking for something kind of specific. And so that's why you're waiting a little longer.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Let me get something to work on. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Psyche's Gone Wild. We're wild. You too. We love you. Handle in. Go to psycheskunwell.com to win that prize. We got angels. We got stars. We got lovely stones. We've just got a lot of beautiful cathedrals in it, Blue Moon Treasures. For those of you who know what amethyst does, get yourself a good piece of it. You know, I had friends that were telling me, I have a little bit of amethyst and it does this, and amethyst does this, and amethyst. Yes, get a hold of a piece of amethyst. Size and matter, you're happy with it. If you really want to be involved in metaphysical, you're going to have amethyst all over anyway. It's like, you know, it's like chocolate to a sugar addict. You're going to love it and you're going to have it. I can't believe, Jethro, there's a scary thing about opals. My mother had an opal, and for some reason she married that crazy thing called my dad. They said that's why her luck went bad. Long story short, my dad never was able to stay at home. He had more girlfriends than the law allows. Now I have a husband that wants to buy me an opal. Is he trying to tell me something? Should I black his eye or let him buy me the ring? I think you should talk with him and tease him and let him buy you the ring, honey. You're his girlfriend, let him buy the ring. A stone doesn't mean that. Somebody's been messing with your head. I have got to tease you. I know that I heard that if you have an opal, things will go odd. I heard there was one ring that will give you a sty in the eye. Then I also heard that diamonds is the girl's best friend. So what I believe is you go with the feeling of the stone. Yes, we all know the whole diamond. I wouldn't take home something that was scary that had that. But in the same breath, if your guy wants to buy you an opal, if he brings an opal home and it's a girl with two legs, then you black his eye. What do you think, Dina?
Well, I'm a Libra, and that this stone is opal.
Oh, we got you.
But they also say that if you are a Libra, and that you can't buy your own opal. It has to be given to you. So, you know, I guess that's a good thing, giving somebody an opal.
All of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Dina and Jethro. And I know the phones won't let a lot of you in, but we know you're out there. I've had a lot of beeping. Mercury's going backwards. Mercury also has a little bit of attitude. So what we're doing is we're having fun and we're making the things. I do love a lot of you writing in. You can get to psycheskunwell.com, and that's a way to type it in and do it. Jethro, I don't know what happened, but the last time I listened to your show, I got so wild that I decided to build myself a pyramid, and I've been working on it ever since. Is this really what needs to happen? And this is really going on. Do you know what I'm doing? Is it Egypt or what? I don't know. I'm writing you back on, and I'm letting you know here on the radio show, I have that kind of energy. If I get a fever to do something, I will look at it. Now, I have a really good thing that I'm a great, great motivator and talker with it, and then we'll start it. Make sure you finish the project through when it comes to metaphysical. If you were listening to the show, and we did do a show on pyramids, I know what you're talking about. It means you're raising that vibration. You're putting together a place that's an elemental. It is a place that's positive. I would have to look and see what you're putting into it, how you're going with it. Like as I was explaining to you, they were an Egyptian symbol, but long before that, there's a lot of symbology. If you look on the dollar, the money, it's there. The eye above, it's a protection, and it's a very strong position of power. Dina, what would you say to a person making a pyramid? Why are they doing that?
Well, you know, classes with people where we made pyramids out of copper, you know, the copper tubing. So you make the pyramid and then you can get in it and you put whatever stone layout you want in it or what have you, and you change it up with each person. We changed up, you know, whatever moved you for the layout. And I'm telling you, the energy, the different energies you feel was incredible. So first you got the copper, which is incredible, and then you got all the stones, and then getting in the shape of a pyramid, it was just like you could fly to the moon. It was amazing.
Well, excellent. And I love that for you guys. Now, this is a good thing to bring up. This is with copper. Knowing that it's been used as a conduit, I have an individual that's making wands, or I've had some friends talk about working with it. I honestly believe, and I want to thank my sisters in the room tonight. You made my night. I've been praying real hard. She always comes in to help me. My older sister was my protector when I was a little kid and ornery and spoiled, like I still am. But I love her there in the room. She's making me feel good. And I want to tease some of you that are writing to me on Skype. the only thing going on with my hair is my son. My son came to Tampa, and they told him that memories stay in your hair and all the different things. So he decided to help me. So those of you who've seen a few of the pictures, I'm kind of staying off of Facebook. I am not bald, but I'm pretty close. I used to wear crew cuts as a child, and I don't like them. Ryan decided I needed that look, and he did it. Why? Because he's ornery. He said that the blade was at a 4 or 3. Long story short, there's a lot of my hair gone. So that's all. I'm not pulling it out. It's just having a son who does what he wants. Why? Because he says he loves me. We'll see. I'm testing him now.
Oh, I
got to
see this.
It is. And so that is, and you know, we were talking about this, having psychic children. You know, that's what I want to teach you guys about, the blessing. My son has been here helping me, psychic Ryan, those of you knowing Ryan James Smith, and really working hard. We just came into a recent blessing, and a person sold us some very nice things, and we went and had to move them. We're talking tons of stones and things to help here. Long story short, his health was up, and he still found ways to help me, worked and did it. This is where you find out the perseverance of it. And the reason is it's not about the stone. It wasn't about the go for it. And they said what's even more strong with him, you know, is that he did it to help me. And it's just, you know, that's just the way he is. And we were laughing yesterday because he now has a Tibetan bell that we got in there. So anyone who understands those, please write us on Facebook and figure out what to do with it. I don't want him just ringing it all the time for dinner. I want to get him to do something with it because it is beautiful. But I've never really worked with him. I know it raises different vibrations. Dina, speaking of sounds, have you ever worked with the crystal bowls, and do you believe in them or don't you?
Yeah, I have worked with the crystal bowls. I've worked with bells. I've worked with all kinds of people singing. But anyway, crystal bowls are really, really amazing. You can get different ones. You know, they all produce different sounds. So you've ever been to a crystal bowl meditation? Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. So you have all these different sizes, and people are doing them, and they make each one create a different vibration and a different sound. And you just, my gosh, talk about leaving your body. It's just wild. It's amazing. Crystal bowl.
I love this. And tuning in to all of you that are tuning in tonight, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Mercury going, and we're still doing it. And I love the friend. Jethro, I can't believe I heard you and Dina on the air. Last time I did on the air, it's been a while. Are you on vacation a lot, or are you just eating out? Because I don't see you enough on. You need to do more shows. We have such a fun time. My husband and me tape the shows, and then we sit and listen to them sometimes a couple times during the week when we need to laugh. You and Dina are the most funnest ones, and I will put in a vote for you on any federation, any light workers that you are. Thank you. And that means that's what we got there. Dina is in the top 20 out of 533,000 psychics in the world. She's in the top 20. I'm in the top 25. Patty Negri in the top 5. We love you and you love us. Continue to call us. Psyche's Gone Wild. We're here for you. Call us on the phone. Call us anytime. Get a hold of us and get that reading, because that's what we do. I had an individual tease me about the fact that they had understood that psychics in the first 5 to 6 years, if you really got too many readings in, you were done. I'm not saying that I'm all with the energies, but I do know that you need to keep yourself up. But if you're working this work and you're doing the light work, I'm still reading. I have been doing this for way over 30 years because I love it, because I'm good, and because what's really fun is it's a way to help people. I don't really understand why people who are not doing this or not understanding get together and do it, because if you ever have had someone get upset over it, believe me, we take our good with the bad. I know that I had a vigil a long, long time ago, and they came to me, was freaked out. I was not accurate. I had done things, and I was not having a good time. Long story short, I learned a good lesson. People remember your bad ones. So I just ask you, please, you know, do know your stuff, do work with it, and be careful, because you're giving people a real strong advice, especially if you're saying quit a job or do something, kick that man to the curb. Be very accurate. There is a thing in the Bible called falsely accusing. There is other in other spirituals. Do not raise thy hand against a person until you know what they have done. Same thing, you know. Dina, can we share a story from Dina Flanagan? All these years we know of all the notoriety, all the famousness. Anything you ever would say that was maybe not so good, and you can tell these new ones not to try at home?
clarify that.
Okay, now, narrowing it down to the psyche field, not the dating and space and live. Would you like to say anything that you've tried? Like, we know of one, Patty said that, you know, be careful and know your magic. It could do a lot of positive, but there's different herbs you got to watch. I'm saying you have to know your stuff, make sure before you accuse. Dina Flanagan's saying that she, as a young psychic, tried it, not so good idea.
The one thing you always want to make sure of is using for the, you know, protection, meaning I'm not the healing light and the good energy. We're calling in good energy, because as it's gotten out, you don't do that so much, and you don't even think about it. You think you're invincible. You think that don't exist. And it does exist. You know, so you want to always, always stay in the light and always have that protective energy around you. That's my advice. And then from there, and don't work in the dark. Don't work in the darkness. Don't work with negative. Don't work with fear, because that brings in all the negative. So that's my advice.
And I love that. When you have other individuals that are working with you and going out together and doing stuff, this is where the honest ones come in. You know, we are good. We are the best. We're the best of the best, but we are accurate. I had a lady that told me, she said, I've never had a bad reading. You know? And then they said, they're hearing something else. And, you know, they said, I can't believe what's happening to them. They said, I just can't understand. And the woman told me, she goes, well, it's because I'm so good. My energy is confusing them. And I got to laughing. I thought, okay, they didn't understand the reading. Maybe you need to clarify. A good conversation is also being a listener. I do apologize, because you don't want a psychic who's questioning answering you because they're not really psychic. But you do want to be able to listen when that client, the last, says a question and they're confused. The worst thing to be is to a person after they've read is when they have that question and you're not in the same category. If they're talking to you about baseball and you're telling them about how to plant your garden,
yeah.
Ding, ding, we got a problem. Call in Captain Cook, because here we go. The ship just went aboard. I'm sorry, 3172. It keeps doing that, 213-895. It doesn't want that Mercury time. But I am getting quite a few that are beeping past another point. I don't know if this is a thing. If you do hear us, say hello, and I'll go on with the show, and we'll ask you a reading. Mercury's got a hold of the board, and right now it's winning. Out of the 2734 people, it's got a hold of most of you by your wiring. So please keep either calling in or just keep trying, and we'll listen. Those of you who are listening in, I got a lot of you saying I love to listen in. Jethro, I think that Dina is like a strawberry cake. She just gets better every time. If you take a strawberry cake and you make it and eat it, it's the first day very good out of the refrigerator. The second day even better. By the third, it's the best. Dina's now my strawberry cake I listen to every time I can. Thank you. Crystal Martson here, over here in Delaware. Fred is writing back, oh, she's not just the cake, she's the whole ice cream, and you know it. You've had a crush on her for a long time. Okay. Well, we're having cake with Dina, who now is the cake of Delaware. We love all of you guys, and I'm glad. What a sweet thing to say.
Well, you know what I've been eating all this week?
Yeah.
Strawberry shortcake.
That's why she turned in. You are what you eat. Oh, I love that. That's a good thing. That sounds so good. Strawberries work with your heart energy. It's a very positive metaphysical energy to bring in that cleansing, new beginnings. Mm-hmm. Any of you that are doing a little bit of that, try yourself a little bit of that time. I know of a friend that eats a lot of artichokes, and they'll just take and make themselves a very nice artichoke or artichoke hearts, if those of you like that. Take a little bit of it, make himself a dip or a little bit of hot artichokes. My mother always would take artichokes and cook them and give us leaves, a little bit of butter, and we would eat them. And I found out that artichokes is very good for your self-esteem. Now, I want to tease you. My mother was a very strong Virgo. She never had a problem with that. She didn't really care what other people thought, and she had a way about her that was very fun but very strong. And I do know that it does help. So those of you that are tuning in, please, you know, get with some of us and do it. I did have a person asking me that, you know, handling the relationship, make sure that it goes into it. And they said that it will be going into a very positive strength for any of you that are working out. Make sure that you take that time and that you make sure that you're, you know, trying it. Dina, is there any food or any ideas that you have in your magical psychic family that you could do?
Yeah. Well, like, I used to eat chocolate. You know, to me that was, like, very magical and psychically helped quite a bit. Berries. I love berries. I think berries are very good for that. Keeps that sort of light energy with you. You know, that's what I blueberry especially, because blueberries are great for it. Blueberries, strawberries, you have blackberries, all those raspberries. So that always is, that helps, and the chocolate. So berries and chocolate together sound good to me.
Oh, my gosh, and there we go. There's magic. Berries work with the heart. Berries work with detoxing, putting energy out, also known to bring energy with you. You know, and it's like, this is what's going into another situation that's even more stronger for those of it are working with energy. If you are having a situation in your life and you're looking to food, and I had someone say, Jethro, that's you. Yes, food does make me happy. I got to admit, I am an eater. I am the first person to say, if I'm stressed, my fridge light goes on. I've always watched this. I'm proud to say right now, I'm working with this on energy. But there is times that you should do that. What's wrong with giving yourself a treat? No, I'm not saying you should go to the Big Mac and grab on until you can't gorge anymore. No, that's called indulgence. But what I'm saying to do for this and to be able to work in your relationship is to make sure that you are getting the things that you feel good. You are what you eat. You know, remember that. I had a friend tell me that what was one of the most strongest things they ever handled in their life was that they went in and found an individual that would give them the same love they had when they ate food. For me, that's ecstasy, my relationship. And I realized, look at your relationship. Okay, look over there right now at that person. Yeah, he may be snoring a little bit, or he may be over there silly picking at his toe or some silly thing. If that person still makes you feel as excited as you did one of your best meals, then I feel you're in love. I've had people tease me and say, Jethro, okay, I'm looking at them, and I'm more of a car person. Do they make you feel like a Ferrari? Or if you got a jalopy, then you need to sit down and look together and start that energy, because love is what it is. Dina, do you ever do systems? Are you one of those? Or are you not like that? I mean, I know you're very into beautiful in nature. You probably don't use material things to feel with people, or do you?
No, I don't. I'm definitely more about like just the energy, the person, the soul of that person. You know, that's what I'm about, the soul of that person and nature. Nature is. When I'm out in nature, yeah, that, I guess that would be what you would consider like a car or food. But when I'm out in nature, yeah, it's definitely, that's when those euphoric feelings and the higher feelings. But don't get me wrong, some food does that too.
So those of you, tune in, share with us. We're going to go to another situation. We're going to be able to add this up for those of you that are talking, and we're going to be discussing it this month. What are those taboo things you think of when your lover's looking at you? So we're going to have all of you guys writing it in. Oh, I'm getting emails. Okay. Well, I hope some of them are good, but that's what we're going to be talking about. I had a lady write to me last week, and she goes, Jethro, the most time, having the most fun I had with each other was when I was looking at my husband. I did look over, and yes, he has very rough hands. He's not an alligator hands, you know, those kind that rub you until you can't stand them, but he has very odd hands. Sometimes I just sit there and I look at him and I visualize his hands and it's the way he is with me, and he's my special love. I love the fact that when I listened to the show the last time you told me, Jethro, my husband would do something for me very significant with those hands. Oh, he sure did. He handed me a bill with those hands and told me that he wanted me to pay for the lights in his little man's cave. Well, I took and I went out and I turned those lights on and I turned on some fans, and now his man cave is blown out of there because the bill was so high I had to shut down the garage. I'm just saying, if he wants to be upset about it, I'm a little worried, Jethro. I think those hands of his better find something creative besides that bill, because that's the only thing I've seen come out of him. Please write me and let me know. Oh my goodness. I guess we're having a little problem here over in New Mexico with this husband and his hands. I'll have to look at that. I do apologize. I don't remember the readings from that. And in fairness, if I had that type of calculating mind, I would be an accountant or a bookkeeper. But what I'm not. But what I do feel when you were saying that about the hands is I don't think we're done here. Okay, if he gave you this and you said it was the man's cave, does he go in your sewing room or your kitchen? Don't you have your own space? And I feel that's really odd. I feel like you're looking for what I was saying with his hands doing something. You just said how they made you feel and they were rough. I would look at this a little bit. If this sounds like a working man's hands, aren't those hands helping provide? You know, you don't work, you don't eat. I'd have to look. I'm misunderstanding. I think you're bringing me into your fight. I don't mind going in that if I'm reading for you, but I do mind it if I don't understand the whole story. Dina, what did I do wrong with these hands that got me in so much trouble?
wait, Wait, don't bring me in on this.
Mercury retrograde, and Gina will not be added into this ring at the sound of the bell. Please come in with your fighting psychic. So we got to help you, Shannon. We can't tell you the answer until you give me a little more to go on besides rough hands and man cage you've blown the fuses on. Eric Mathantis writing in to ask, Dina, I have always had abilities, and I know you've helped me through the years. I want to thank you so much first to let you know you are very good and very much a very positive individual. But I want to know what also is happening here for my relationship with the ability is I keep seeming to find girls who very much can read my mind because I've been taken advantage of quite a bit. I'm just saying I'm not really maybe the sharpest tool in the shed because I've already given away two cars, one apartment, and much of my life's savings and my parents because I inherited $250,000 and all of the things that I've got in the last couple of years have all went to relationships. What is it about psychics that love and money don't seem to go together, or am I just getting women who are users? Please help me because my abilities keep dragging them in and then I end up with no money in my pocket.
Oh, man. Well, a lot of psychics think that they can fix people. So that means that you're drawing in people that you tend to want to fix or help, or you know, or they're being drawn to you too. Sometimes it's the other way around. But it's like it's again the energy. So they're feeling your energy and knowing that you're like that type. You're very giving and kind, and you know, you always want to help people. And so what you need to do is shift your energy so that what you're helping people is all work related, not personal related, as far as that goes, being used. And simply learn how to say no, you know, and differentiate, because it will keep happening until you stop it from happening. So really at this point, it's up to you to shift your energy so that doesn't keep happening is what I'm saying. And you can do it. I feel like you can do it. You just have to put some more boundaries up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Those of you tuning in, we're at the part here now where we get to go, we love you. We're going to grab those phones and call Blog Talk Radio and let them know that tonight was with. And I know a lot of you are going, Jethro, I tried to get in. We're still there. We're going to have to say 99. I'm sorry for those of you who didn't. We tried. We couldn't get it. Please call in. I know it's Mercury, but we also understand 773-897-6461. We'll be here Wednesday night. We're going to be right. We're going to have a happy time. PsychicsGoneWild.com. Dina, tell them where they can get that reading for Dina Flanagan. Where would they contact you?
They can get me at www.dinaflanagan.com or ESSENCEOT@AOL.com or 207-752-1399. You can find all that info on the Psychic Gone Wild website as well.
Love all of you guys. Thank you for the good compliments. I got to ask Dina, she looks like she's related to a movie star or somebody. She looks very famous. Is this true?
Oh.
Are you Dina? Are you related to anybody?
Maybe that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, yes, it is. She looks like the famous Dina Flanagan. My vote. Love all you guys. Stay wild to be. We'll be here going tomorrow night with Patty Negri and Psychic Jethro. Love all of you. Talk to you then. Bye.